Hey guys, it's Count. So we had a little bit of a technical difficulty recording the show today. About 15 minutes of it was wiped audio-wise as we were going over the SKC game. I think we had a really great show overall, and I'm going to edit in the last part of that show so we can at least shoot out a pod for you all this week ahead of the Dallas game. So that's going to happen after this little blurb intro deal. Basically, we had run down the SKC game up to this point. We had talked about how it seemed like, despite all the criticism, that the system Greg is trying to put into place is working. That we saw some great moments from Ryan before he was pushed into that center back role. Expressed some frustration with Cabral and his lack of finishing prowess, I guess, at this point. We've been some really big Cabral defenders, but we all felt that it was time to start asking some questions about him, considering that he has that DP designation. So we've run it down. We're bummed. We don't think it's a game we needed to win necessarily, but it would have been really nice, and that leads us into the latter half of the conversation we had for the rest of the pod. Again, sorry for the weird edit. Sorry for the technical difficulties. And here you go. Let's talk some Galaxy.
Okay. Yeah, and just get the 3 points from this game. It's really our only option. We can't afford to slip up against these teams because championship teams, like, historically just don't lose to bad teams. And, you know, that's a very boneheaded, like, no shit statement, but like, mm-hmm. We are the Galaxy and we do dumb shit all right. The time.
You need to take care of, well, I think it'll be a test too. Like, if we had won against SKC, I think you might look at this as a trap game and, you know, maybe take it for granted and maybe you do something like lose, but maybe because we did really well. I mean, Greg says they thought they played the best they had all year, and I could see what he means in, you know, looking at the tape and having been there, it looked really good at stretches. You just didn't finish and you got punished. That's true for a good team like SKC. That's good for a bad team like Dallas. How many times has that happened in the past? Like, we didn't score and then like something dumb happens.
Yep.
So I don't think, I would not rush people who were borderline injured back. I think it would be good to go into that break with that rest. But at the same time, we need to win.
Yeah. But I was going to say, but to that same point, like, what happens when we drop points?
Yeah.
It's going to be, oh, why didn't we play so-and-so? Why didn't we play so-and-so? And that's the thing. I am all for valuing a player's rest, you know, rest up and make sure they're 100% before you go out and re-aggravate an injury or situation worsens. But, like, you kind of have to have a little bit of resolve. You kind of have to be a little bit strong, and you sort of have to play through it because – at the end of the day, the teams that do end up winning or the team that does end up winning the MLS Cup, it's like those guys battle all season, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's sort of what I think. I think the whole player rest in all the sports, it's kind of corny. It's like, dude, these guys get paid so much to play. It's like, suck it up and rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on the severity of the injury, too. But, I mean, the issue is, I mean, I think you guys are missing a point, right? Like, and maybe it's just me. But, like, if Chicha goes down at 32 years old with a calf injury, like a tear, how long is it going to take him to recover?
That's like months.
We saw it last year, right? So I'm with you. It's like, yeah, man, like, we need him to play. But, like, I don't know. The risk is significant.
That's why I'm, like, 50-50. Because, like, you don't know. It's like a juggle.
Yeah. So we'll see. It was an unfortunate loss to SKC. I don't know. I think we'll do okay against Dallas. I could see like a 1-0, a 2-0. It's a quick turnaround. Unfortunately, I think Revolution's going to have to play CB again. I don't know. All our CBs are gone. Fisher's gone. I mean, he's an outside, but like they're all, everybody's gone. I think we just kind of have to deal with this Gold Cup. But let me say this, because they played so well, so shorthanded, what does that tell you about when Williams is back, when the full team is back, when the DPs are back, when Chicha's back, when everybody's back, how are you feeling about that, Mike?
I mean, I feel like there's only one way to feel about it. Like, I've tried my hardest with this team from the jump before the season has started to not set expectations. Yeah. And we haven't had time to play as a cohesive unit. You know, Williams gets the 5-game suspension, which undeservedly, I think, a little bit. And you have the guys that pick up knocks all throughout the season. I don't think we've had time to play as a cohesive unit. So when we do, I expect there to be the same bumps in the road as there were before everyone went down, before we can sort of break away and sort of be our own cohesive unit. And I was talking about that in the last episode, where it looks like these guys right now look like we're really close, or we're nearing becoming a finished product in the sense of the system being installed and the way Greg wants to play. But when you reincorporate those guys that have missed time, it's like we go back to square.
That's true.
I'm just sort of taking it as we go. But hopefully the guys that are getting consistent minutes are able to reintegrate these guys and get them caught up to speed on what's going on. So I expect there to be blips in the road, but, you know, shit happens.
What do you think, Sam? How far are we from hitting, like, peak?
I would say not too far, even though we haven't played altogether, kind of like what Mike said. But I think once we get the pieces together and everyone's understanding each other's game, I think we're going to be a playoff team. Okay. And possibly, and I'm going to throw this out there. I know it's a reach, but I want to say it because I just want to feel good right now, because that loss was really fucking terrible. But I think we'll contend for a cup.
Okay.
I honestly think so.
Deep run. Yep. Mike.
I don't know if we're going to win it all, but I definitely think we're going to contend, because seeing the way that Ryan was so comfortable on the ball, and how he looked like he was playing there for like months and years, and he was only playing there for a week. And I mean, just imagine what we can do along the road. I think that made me really excited.
Yeah, man, he is a league duh cup winner.
Yeah, league duh cup winner, dude. He hit the first play of the game. He did like the slide tackle in the box. Yes. I was like, oh, he's gonna slide. He's gonna slide. Fuck. And then it was nice, like right in front of me. I was like, damn, this guy's for real. They gave him the number 6 for a reason. I think he brings some really, really much needed stability. Things I did not like this game. I was talking to the people around me. We were all like, why are they playing Seb so bad? Like, he sat so deep this game. Again, it's like, they put Vasquez in. They had to. He was the captain. He took that role very seriously, it seems. Mm-hmm. He fluffed some chances too, but that pushed people like Seb way back. It was weird, man. Dude can't get a consistent spot, and I'm a little bit worried about that. But
yeah, free my boy Seb, dude.
Free Seb.
He can't get into any system with any of these coaches, and it makes me think, like, we go back to Jonah. It's like, what is he good at?
Yeah.
Like, what do you provide?
I mean, you know, when Jonah's, I mean, and it's, people joke, they're like, slap a
I'm
U.S.
I'm pissed at Jonah right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Slap a U.S. jersey on him and maybe he'll play better. But, like, you know, they don't play him in that role like we thought. And that could be because of the way the season has developed. But still, this is a glaring issue in Seb's career, man. I feel bad for the guy. So I did not like that, but I don't know. On the night, it was kind of crazy. The digs was really good. I think I was the only one there. Yeah, Timmy wasn't there. It was popping. It was fun. At least the fireworks were cool. I ran into Gio from LA Soccer Hub and Total LA Galaxy. They were talking to each other, and I went up and I was like, "Oh, what's up, guys?" It was cool to meet them in person, and it was good vibes. It was a bummer. Jalen Neal's mom tweeted this out too. Like, when we got scored on the first time, I think it was like people started to get up and leave in the 80th minute, and I was like, "Oh man, we aren't dead in the water like that." But we did get scored on again at the end because we were pushing. But I like that we were trying to get the equalizer. It was a very frustrating night for the Galaxy, and they seemed to feel that, and Greg felt that. Yes. Mike, I have a Mike's Corner hot topic for you, if you would like. Do you want your little ring bell sound?
Dude, I mean, slap it on. Like, I'm...
You want your little ring bell sound?
I'm a little pressed today. There it is.
So you have it. So let's talk about what Greg said about Augie Williams. Did you see this? They asked him, they were like, yo, this is the game for Augie to play. Cheech is not around. Zubac is out. They did put in Cameron Dunbar, but they shifted Cabral kind of more centrally. Augie did not get to play. They asked him about it, and he said that Augie Williams' performances are not where they need to be, and that he has seen a dip in form since he has signed his first team contract. What do you think? He was your boy kind of at the outset.
Yeah, he was my, I mean, he's my boy going into the season, and I think he'll forever be my boy. Like, he's crazy good. He's talented, and he's coming off like a record-breaking, like national, USL season.
And nationally, yeah, he did, yeah. He did, yeah.
He's coming off a bunch of good performances. I love Augie. I think he's great. He did great in the USL. But you look at our team now, and I'm going to defend Zubac once again. you can't work hard for 2 days and expect to get a call up to the first team. That's just not going to happen. Right. Granted, he does have bright spots where he'll score a banger, or he'll get involved in the final third in a way where it's, you know, not being directly involved in, you know, putting the ball in the back of the net. But you're not kicking out anyone in that first team. And if Augie wants to get butthurt about it, which he has done before, he will go on social media and be like, oh, you'll regret this, or he'll post a black screen, and he has a tendency to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any room for it in the league. Like, you can't be so emotionally present when you don't get a call up or you get snubbed. It's, I don't know, he's great, but like, you're not kicking anyone out of that first team. That's sort of where I stand on that issue, because I mean, you have to be consistent.
Yeah,
you have to be consistent, and you have to be consistently good, and you can't be consistently bad. Dope.
Yeah, Timmy.
Yeah, so I was looking on Twitter for a little bit because I'm curious, because I don't know, I just got the curiosity to check Twitter. I got the little thing in my gut. And the Galaxy Guy podcast just reported about 10 minutes ago. He was like, Chicharito out with a calf strain, won't be available for Wednesday. Expects him to be back soon. Sega is feeling tightness and will likely be a game decision for Wednesday. So Chicha's out.
Chicha's out. All right, we're calling it. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't like this feeling, man.
Oh, so I sit next to, a lot of times at the stadium, Pam Garcia. Sometimes she's on Twitter, and she's got a lot of cool stuff to say. Check her out. But she put a poll up on Twitter the other day that said, would you take Kai Kamara? And I know we had talked about this before, because a free agent, he's been accused of kind of being a little bit of a locker room cancer. He's a big personality, but he is in that, like, if he's going to be on a team, he's going to be a backup or a second striker. Would you take him? And most people said yes. It seemed to me that, like, there were some other Galaxy, you know, pundits weighing in on it. Like, I think Tucker was like, hell no, I don't know. There's like people kind of split about it, but the majority of people said that they would take Kai Kamara. What do you think? What do you make of the fact that we still don't really have a second striker? Do you think that, okay, so let me fold this in again. Sorry. Also, Julian signs a contract. I believe it's under the U22 initiative, which frees up money against the salary cap, right? So do you think, what do you think about Kai Kamara, and what do you think about Julian being signed, as well as the possibility that maybe we make a second window move? Mike wants to bite. Let's go.
I have one thing to say, and it's to you.
To you. Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at you. I told you so. He wasn't going anywhere. No one wanted him. He doesn't have the will nor the skill to even grace Tottenham. Julian was never leaving. I'm glad that I saw and looked ahead to the future.
But do you think it's a talent thing? I mean, there have been rumors forever. I didn't disagree with you. I think he can't. I don't think he's gonna play at Manchester United, but like, I, you know, he might play somewhere in Germany, right? Or be in a development. Think about this. He's 19. The contract, I think, is for 4 years, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24. He'd be primed for a move if he develops. But yeah, I don't think you're wrong. And I think you did see that.
And I don't want to tie it into as like, oh, he's not good enough. And yeah. It's just he's 19, you know, like he was never going to go anywhere at 19 and that's be a fair. Starting fullback anywhere. You know, we as Galaxy fans can see his ceiling and we can see that he has everything that it takes to become a world beater or a world class fullback. But right now at 19, I could have bet my last dollar that he was not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, and I think maybe there was a slight window there for him to go and develop somewhere else in someone else's school abroad. But yeah, he's not going to start immediately. But I think he might eventually get there. So what do you think then? Do you think we're positioning to sign a striker then in the window? Like, who would it be? You know, like they moved Julian to that U22 spot to free up money. Mm-hmm. Like, who could it be?
Well, I mean, shit, you threw out Kai Kamara. It's like, I wouldn't mind Kai Kamara. I wouldn't mind him, but I mean, if he's going to cause issues and not be willing to be coached, then fuck him.
That's no true.
You have to be willing to get coached. You know, like there's a difference. And, you know, this is seen in all sports where it's like once certain players hit a certain level, it's like, oh, that's not coach. That's just the guy running the team. Like, we'll use LeBron, for example. It's like there's people like CP3.
Sure.
And I know this isn't a basketball podcast, but there's people like CP3 who are willing to be coached. And there's people like LeBron where it's like, all right, I'm going to be a superstar asshole about it. But,
sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So it's risky.
You know, so if Ty wants to come and be coached, sure. But if you're going to come here and be a bitch, no.
Who's on your wish list from Europe? If you could, this is a stupid question, but I wanted to ask it.
If I could.
Realistically.
I don't know why the name jumps out to me, but I'm thinking of like somewhere in Dutch, like I think a Dutch striker would want to come play. Like, I'm not too sure if Huntelaar still plays. Oh. That was the first name that jumped out to me. I don't know where he's playing. I think he might be back in a... Okay, yeah. Oh, he retired. Okay, so
not Huntelaar.
I don't know.
I really want Giroud, man. But he's...
That's what I was thinking, too.
I do, too. You were going to say Giroud, Timmy?
Thinking of Giroud.
He's about the age. Timmy, you've been a little bit of a proponent for Kai Kamara before. What do you think? You think we could use him?
Yes, because although Zubac is the GOAT, you know, he's our GOAT backup striker. We love him. But I think we just need someone that knows how to put it in the back of the net and not just Chicharito. We need someone else that has the ability to put the ball in the back of the net, which is what we desperately needed on the fourth. We just could not put the ball in the back of the net. And Kai Kamara, who is agile, who is athletic, and knows how to put the ball in the back of the net, that's something we desperately need at this moment since Chicharito is out.
He's an aerial threat too. And like we don't really have an aerial threat right now. Sometimes there is. I think he's losing his job, though, quite honestly, when Williams comes back. I think it's going to be Williams and Sega. Sega's a fucking beast. Yes, I don't know. I think we would have to go MLS striker. At this point, we don't have room. The Bale rumors are circulating again. Might keep that money saved for that Bale jersey. They've been.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm afraid Bale would break in this league, though.
I mean, buddy, he's broken everywhere. I know. Line him up, knock him down.
I don't know. We'll see.
Dude, I'm just trying to figure out why I said Huntelaar. I don't know why. I had that visual in my head where like Huntelaar could be in a Galaxy kit.
Yeah. It's that quintessential like Northern European Galaxy come in and save us kind of like add to, you know, thing that happens like Christian Wilhelmsson and all of that stuff like back in the day. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. The second window will be interesting. The Dallas game will be interesting. It's tomorrow at 7 or 7:30, actually. And I'll be there. So if you want stickers or whatever, hit me up. We'll be there. It'll be a good time. So any parting words before I roll the thank you to our viewer who told us or told Mikey that the audio was not coming out. Yeah. We will upload the audio. We will upload the audio
version.
Hey, buddy,
if you're still watching,
I'm going to kill the live one and upload the recorded one after this with the audio. Thank you. Other than that, before I roll the music, Timmy, do you have any parting thoughts?
Granster had probably had one of his best games against SKC.
I agree.
He looked dangerous. He looked like where I expected him to be at this point.
Yep.
And I just need him to just develop his game a lot more because he looks very promising.
I agree. I think that he does a lot of work defensively to kind of buy him a little bit more gelling time. He fluffs some chances too. I don't know what he does or why he does this, but he runs into, probably because I think he's naturally a left winger. He runs and like boxes himself into a tight angle shot repeatedly. It's like a little bit Antuna-ish. I don't know. But yeah.
He's a risk taker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with him really right now. Apparently, he went home to see his kid in France and came back in between San Jose and that. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, so the man is down for the crest. Mike, any parting thoughts?
Not really. Oh, also super funny. Cole met Zubac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I did see that.
Check Twitter. You saw that on Twitter? I thought that was funny. So, yeah. Cole, shout out Cole. Shout out Zubac. Yeah, apparently he got the Zubac follow on Instagram.
Oh, he did? Nice.
That's what I heard.
Well, congrats to Cole.
Zubac's that's around. It for me, boys.
All right. I'm going to hit the tunes. Mike, hit him with the socials.
Yeah, if you guys are listening this far into the G3 podcast, you can come check us out on Instagram and Twitter at the G3 podcast. It is the G30 podcast. If you want to come check me out on my socials, it's right here. On Twitter, I am CFC Michael. That'll be it for you, boys.
You can follow me on my Twitter at SpicyTaco118. My IG is SpicyTaco18, and I'll catch you guys next week.
All right, and I'm CountShock786. We will see you after the Dallas game at some point. All right, peace.
Yo. Peace out, y'all.